Welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the president and CEO of Lifeway Christian Resources.
Talking to my wife, Nellie Jo, this morning.
Good for you.
And
She's in town, I guess.
Yeah, she is in town. We could have been talking about telephone.
That's
but
true.
She was in town. To the listener, she goes on different painting workshops, so she's from time to time, not at home. And she said, Thomas, she calls me Thomas. Thomas, explain to me how a wake works.
A wake? Like a funeral? Or like a boat wake?
A funeral.
Funeral. Yeah.
And I tried to explain some of the traditions about wakes. And she basically said, well, wake is primarily just kind of hanging around with a dead person, right? I said, well, in so many words.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much that. When we deal with these difficult issues, I feel like it's attending a wake. We are looking at churches that are dying, or we talk about autopsies of deceased churches.
Available at lifeway.com.
Yep. Or we're talking about churches that aren't reaching people. And, sometimes I just feel like the mortician of church life, and I don't want to be that.
I'm going to buy that domain.
Gosh.
Churchmortician.com.
Oh, gosh.
Redirecting to TomRainer.com would be fantastic.
You are terrible. So I don't like talking about these topics, but here's the problem. We have got so many church members and a number of church leaders who are not facing reality, and they think that everything is okay. They may not think it's great, but they think it is okay. And when it comes to evangelism, it's not okay.
Nope.
And we're going to be talking about some of the research on evangelism. But before we get to that, when we talk about church health, we can always talk about how Vander Blumen Search Group helps the church with its health by providing good staff members.
Yep, Vander Blumen Search Group is the premier pastor search firm dedicated to helping churches and ministries build great teams. They've helped hundreds of churches just like yours find their church staff and are uniquely geared to help you discern who God is calling to lead your church. Find out more about Vander Blumen Search Group by visiting WeStaffTheChurch.com.
Okay, as a reminder to the listeners, if you have not been reading the blogs at TomRainer.com related to this research, if for any reason you have not been to EvangelismRenewal.com, or if you have not been listening to these podcasts, a lot of what we're talking about is a recent and really significant study of churches in North America. And we got 1,000 churches, 1,000 churches randomly selected. For those of you who want the statistical reality, I'll give that again. These 1,000 churches meant that the margin of error was plus or minus 3.1% at the 95% confidence interval, which basically means this is accurate data. Now, here's what we're going to do in this podcast. In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the slice of the churches from a perspective of evangelism. How many people are these churches reaching for Christ? Are they effective? Are they not effective? And in the future, as we're doing the interviews, even as we speak, we'll find out what the most effective churches are doing. And that will be some of the fun information when we begin to look at the healthy churches. But for right now, we want to face the sober reality, the five evangelism realities that we really need to face.
All right. Number one is that growing churches are growing largely by transfer growth.
This one blew me away.
No, really?
Yeah. Not the fact that most churches are growing by transfer growth, but the degree to which that is true.
Right. I was like, I think this was pretty much widely speculated.
Widely speculated, but so much affirmed that it just blows me away. All right, the conversion ratio. Let's talk about the conversion ratio. The conversion ratio is simply taking your average worship attendance and dividing that by the number of conversions in your church in a year.
And we used baptisms
in this study because we were using
churches. That's how we measure conversions.
Our denomination measures it by baptisms. And the average, which is somewhat of a reflection of the national average, the average was 19 to 1. So let's spell this out for you. For every 19 people in a worship service, on average, you're going to reach one person for Christ in a year. So, Jonathan, if your average worship attendance is 190 and you are average, you will reach
10
people per year.
Got that one right.
You got the math correct on that. Okay, that ladies and gentlemen, is the average. That's not a good average, that it takes 19 people a year in attendance, not just members, 19 people a year in attendance to reach one person for Christ. That's not a good number. But this is the part that really, I looked at it and I said, this can't be. And then I realized, it's the research.
Can't argue with the numbers, Dr. Rainer.
Well, facts are our friends and numbers are known. And so we will just get that in front of us. And here's what we'll say. The conversion ratio of churches that are growing is only 17 to 1.
Yeah.
That is not statistically significant difference between 19 to 1 and 17 to 1. Therefore, what does that tell us?
Or a lot of the growth in the growing churches is coming from transfer growth, not from baptisms.
Exactly. In fact, another way of saying it is more emphatically, most of the growth that is taking place in a typical growing church is not coming from conversion growth. Now, just think about the implications of that. We were celebrating in a previous podcast because we were saying, hey, 35% of churches are growing.
Yeah. And 91% of those
are growing faster than the community in which they're located. And now we're saying, let's really begin to put these growing churches under the microscope. And we put them under the microscope, and here's what we found. If you're in a growing church, most likely that church is growing by other Christians, other church members, transfer growth moving into your church. That, to me, because of the proximity of 19 to 1 to 17 to 1, how close the two ratios are, that number perhaps was one of the most disappointing parts of this entire study.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, hey, even the growing churches are not reaching people.
Okay.
And so it's, I had hopes that the growing churches would be such outliers or so significantly different than the non-growing churches that we could say, okay, they're really reaching people. Nope. It is a relatively few number that are reaching people, which brings us to point number two.
Yeah, and that talks about the effective evangelistic churches. You did the research in 1996, and you showed that, you know, about 6 to 7.5% of churches were effective evangelistic churches, but that number really hasn't changed. It's surprisingly stable.
That can be seen as a good or bad number.
Well, it didn't go down.
It didn't go down. So of all the churches that are out there, the way we measured effective evangelistic churches, basically we're saying, okay, here's the national average. How many of y'all are better than 50% of them? And it's of the growing churches. And so when you look at all churches, about 6 to 7 to 7.5% of all churches by our definition are deemed to be effective evangelistic churches. So, Once again, the bad news of this is the number still 6 to 7.5%. The good news of this is the number is still 6 to 7.5%.
And these were conversion ratios of 10 to 1 or lower, right?
Yes,
that's what we looked at.
Yes, exactly. So, you look at those conversion ratios, and when we back in the day when we looked at membership, for those who want to know, it was 20 to 1 or lower. So it's pretty similar in terms of how we're looking at these churches.
And that means that if a church is running 400, they baptized 40 people last year.
Yeah.
Which is pretty strong.
Yeah. We're a church running.
Or better.
More or 40 or more. And again, you say running, we have to be clear on
attendance.
That. Average attendance. And so if they had an average attendance of 400, they baptized at least 40. So good. There's some good news, and then there's some bad news in there.
All right. Well, number three is that churches that are not in the effective evangelistic churches category are doing much worse evangelistically than in previous years. That's not good.
All right. Let's begin to divide these. I almost felt like I sounded like Nick Saban. All right.
You lost me.
Well, he always says,
he's dead to me.
He's, you know, he's
after
very much
2001.
He's
dead to me.
He's very much alive.
That's true.
I'm very goodness sorry that he gracious left to the LSU Tigers, but he did not go to the University of Alabama. He went to the NFL and Miami Dolphins first, and then he came back shortly thereafter, and he's been our coach ever since.
Yeah.
When I said it just sounded like Nick Saban. Let's look at all of these churches, and try at the risk of boredom. Boarded them. Let's look at these churches and divide them into categories. First, two categories, growing and non-growing, 65 and 35. Let's break down the growing churches, evangelistic and not so evangelistic. That's another category. Okay, let's look at the churches that are not in the evangelistic category. So how many churches are we looking at when we're looking at the rest of the churches? If we presume that between 6 and 7% are evangelistic, then we're going to say 93 to 94% are not effective evangelistic. Okay, make sense?
Yes.
Okay. What's happening with that 93 to 94%?
It's getting worse.
Their evangelism is like falling off the cliff bad.
Now, why is that?
We have stability with the effective evangelistic churches, but all the rest of the churches, even the growing churches, have lost their intentionality in evangelism. You don't even hear the word evangelism that much anymore. You don't, I mean, really, Jonathan, how many churches, think of all the churches that we have gone to and how many times we've heard emphases, and there have been good emphases, and there have been good things mentioned, but sometimes good is the enemy of great. And what has happened is we have emphasized so many things and we've gone in so many directions that lost in the shuffle has been reaching people with the gospel. The intentionality is no longer there. So here's what has happened. Among the effective evangelistic churches, still about the same number. But the rest of the churches are doing incredibly poorly and doing so much more so than when we did the study 20 years ago back in 1996. So evangelism is, the metaphors are many. Evangelism is falling off the radar for many evangelistic churches. Now, here's what we will do. And here's the good news for the listeners who are really following this and want to find out about it. Here's the good news. We're going to take those 6 to 7% of churches, and as we're speaking, we're doing follow-up interviews and follow-up research, and we're finding out what they are doing to reach people with the gospel. And so we will come back and we'll say, these churches are doing this. Those that are reaching people for the gospel, the rest of them are not. So now we'll have a point counterpoint to be able to respond.
What about the church that thinks it's evangelistic, but it's not? How common is that?
I think it is common. I think that you talk to someone in a growing church, and their perception is going to be that their church is evangelistic.
Because they're growing.
Yeah. Growth in the minds of many people equals evangelism. What many of these members do not realize is that growth is represented by transfer growth from other churches. The shuffling of the sheep or the circulation of the saints is transfer growth. It's people who are already believers. And even in the growing churches, we can get comfortable in the worst sense of the word. We can get comfortable with the idea that we are growing, so we really must be reaching people. The question I would ask, are you really reaching non-Christians? Mm. And the answer is 93 to 94% of the time, effectively, no, you are not reaching. In fact, that group of churches is doing worse evangelistically.
All right. Number four, evangelism in the effective evangelistic churches is a clear priority.
Question.
Answer.
Question. Here is the question. Why are some churches evangelistic and some churches are not? Okay. I want to get my theology right.
Because the pastor is evangelistic.
That's part of it, but it's the bigger, even bigger than that. Okay. It's a priority of all of the leadership. Yeah. It is a priority of all that they do. And we'll come back with that. Evangelistic pastor is key, but it's not just a pastor going out and sharing the gospel and never trying to do anything else. It's a pastor leading the church to be evangelistic. So the key word in here, and it should be no surprise, but not many leaders are doing it. The key word in here is intentional. Churches that are intentionally evangelistic, surprise, just happen to be some of the most evangelistic churches. I want to get my theology correct on here. I know that true conversion is the work of the Holy Spirit. I understand that we cannot manufacture evangelistic results. I get that. But here is the simple reality. God is honoring the faithful who are sharing the gospel, and he is bringing fruit to those churches that are being intentional about evangelism. If I could say it again and again, we get these questions all the time. How can I get my church to reach more people? What can we do in order to revitalize our church? Just got that question just a few minutes ago. How can we move our church from decline to growth? How can we get our church off the plateau? Okay, simple answer is start leading your church intentionally every week to be more evangelistic. And we'll be providing insight into what that means.
Well, yeah. I mean, it comes back down to the gospel conversations.
Yep.
the more gospel conversations you have as a, not just as an individual, but as a church, the more likelihood or the more possibilities there are for salvations.
Yep. And mention, talk about that at the site,
evangelismrenewal.com. What we're doing is we're challenging churches across the U.S. to pledge 1 million total gospel conversations by next June.
Yeah, to so make, about a make year. Every effort to have that many conversations.
So what you say is, look, I've got a church of 200. We could probably have 1,000 gospel conversations in a year. That's 5 gospel conversations per person
in
throughout
a year.
The year.
Yeah,
so, until next year. And then so you would go to evangelismrenewal.com, put in your church, your name, and your information, and 1,000.
Yeah.
We're adding it up. It adds up in real time. So we're challenging churches to have 1 million gospel conversations just to see what kind of fruit God would bring as a result of that commitment to be evangelistic, to share the good news we have in Christ.
And to be fair, we know that some churches are larger than others. So when you put in the number, we're not putting the number by you because we're not trying to shame people. We're putting in the name of the church because we love churches to say we're going to make every attempt we can to have this many gospel conversations.
And there are resources there for your church to use to promote it, to keep it in front of people, to train people. There's video training. There's apps that you can download that you can share with the congregation. There's different ways, and you know, there's also the free ebook Rainer on Evangelism over there to inspire your members and to get them committed to having those gospel conversations.
Just heard from one seminary that's about to be a required book. The little ebook is about to be a required book. That's neat. Just like that, boom.
Yep.
They said, how much we have to pay? Nothing.
Nothing. They like that. Seminaries like that.
Yeah. Well, I think
they like free.
I think students like free too.
Students like free too.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So do pastors and churches. So all that research and resources and everything over at evangelismrenewal.com is free. I encourage you to go over there, pledge for your church, how many evangelistic conversations and gospel conversations you'll have by next June. We're shooting for 1 million.
I think we'll get over 1 million.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll get well over 1 million.
Good.
We'll see.
That'd be good.
Because right. I'm pledging $900,000 for the Church of Spring Hill.
Jess is going to be like camped out at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, exactly.
All right, finally, there are clear and discernible patterns of action in effective evangelistic churches. That kind of goes back to what we just talked about. They have patterns, they have ideas, they have a plan, they're intentional. And, you know, that's what we created evangelismrenewal.com for. It's to resource churches that want to be intentional.
And as we continue to unfold this research, particularly the research where we are going into these churches that are effective evangelistic churches, as we continue to unfold and make clear the research, we will be telling you what those clear and discernible patterns are. Hear me well. We're not talking about some template behavior. We're not talking about some plug and play. We're not talking about some program that is the end all and the solution to everything. What we're talking about is, where is God doing some great evangelistic work? What are the patterns there? And are there some things that we could emulate? And the answer is absolutely yes. And we'll be sharing that information. To me, Jonathan, that is some of the most exciting information of the study. Not just all the bad news. There is a lot of bad news, and some people have had much to say about the bad news that has come forth from this research project. But the good news is, and it goes back to number two, the number of effective evangelistic churches is surprisingly stable. We have sufficient numbers now, both in comparison to 1996 and in comparison to 2016. We have sufficient numbers right now to be able to say, here's what effective evangelistic churches were doing in 20 years ago. Here's what they're doing today. There's a pattern here, and we want to look at that pattern, and we want to provide that information for churches. Because as we say at Rainer on Leadership, we're helping make healthy churches together. We're growing healthy churches together, and this is one of those great projects where we're participating with many other churches.
Midwestern Seminary is one of the fastest growing seminaries in North America and exists to train leaders for the church. The local church is God's plan A for the proclamation of the gospel, and there is no plan B. And this is Midwestern's vision and heartbeat, equipping pastors and other ministry leaders who are called to expand God's mission in the world through the local church. At Midwestern Seminary, they train leaders for the church. Visit them online at mbts.edu and begin your ministry training today. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
Once again, remember the resource, evangelismrenewal.com. The resource is, most everything there is free. There's so much good research there. There's video testimonies, and there's the pledge. Go to that pledge and say, by God's power, God's grace, God's strength, prayerfully, our church thinks that we can have this many gospel conversations in the next year. And let's just see what we do when we prayerfully commit to be evangelistically intentional. I think this has some very real possibilities and is truly one of the reasons why we're working together with churches.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Is to hear the results in about 6 to 8 months of churches that have jumped in and become evangelistically, you know, intentional.
Yeah.
And to see how God is moving in those churches.
Wow. That could be.
Can't wait for that.
I'm excited.
All right. Well,
we'll have to have a few podcasts on that.
Oh, yeah. And thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play and your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.